looking for that fire. I got that John Blaze shit though. Yo, I know y'all just want 216, so I'm just gonna spit it like that. For real. So that's exactly what you getting. Me spitting a couple written verses. The first is about Quentin, young and wild. Brung a child on this planet, he doesn't claim. Scoop chicks using his cousin name and plays a dozen games. Thinks he knows it all. Still tries to fit in like when your clothes get small. Following in those footsteps that walk towards exposed pitfalls. Mama kicked him out of our house because of his poor grades. He left right out that door straight, worse than before. Made money on the streets with elites. In no time, there's receipts from leather seats and fleece. Rolling sweets and tucking heat since that metal's been on the copper. Riding, it's like riding a bike to catch you with your chain slipping, pedaling on the block. Bang, 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 he finds himself inside a shootout with some rival crew. Thinking about survival through traffic speeding while bleeding. His graphic blood leaking more than an ounce. Shit, at 16 hours before his daughter's birth, he was pronounced dead. Damn, say you wanted 216s, I'ma give you 216s. You say all you want is 216s, then I'ma give you 216s, yeah. I'ma give you 216s, yeah. I'ma give you 216s, yeah. I'ma give you 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2. Listen as I run through both of these tales, I wish I could undo. She was pregnant at 16. You would think maybe if she felt the baby shift, she would not be as angry with herself for getting down on the first night in the back of a Crown Vic, cause them sounds kick. Nauseated, moving around, sick to her stomach. Missing class, kissing ass to make up a test with the study list and pass with flying colors. Always evil iron brother, since her baby father don't claim a child and probably denying others. At first she thought, I don't need him, I'll just give him his freedom.